can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. The Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for March 15th, 2023, episode 34.
I should have gone episode 34. 34.
Because it's very small on the artwork. So
hello, my love.
Hello, my queen.
Hello, my love.
I love you. Cheers me right away.
I love you too.
Wait. That was not a good one.
Oh.
Ding. No. Well, that wasn't good either. Hold on. Let me hold the stem. I want to hear the ding. Now
break
we
the glass.
There we go. All right, cheers. Hold on a second. What is this?
You're going, the wine's not even in your mouth
I
yet.
I can smell already the bouquet got to me.
Ooh, this is strong. What
you
is
like it?
It?
Okay, this is...
It needs to open up.
I decanted it half an hour ago. It doesn't need to open up anymore. It's little, open.
It's very full-bodied.
Yes, it is. It's a Buena Vista.
Adam bought this for us.
Yes, Chateau Buena Vista from California, from Napa Valley, 2019. I bought this for a couple of reasons.
Is it a cab?
It's a Cabernet, mm-hmm. Yes. I bought this for a number of reasons. One, I wanted to get a Cabernet because I thought that you like Cabernet, so I had you in mind.
Well, that's a good thing because I'm a part of the show too.
Yes.
So
no,
thank you.
No, you are the show, babe. What are you talking about? You are the show. No, you're the show.
Thank you.
So I was trying to keep the talent happy.
Okay.
And so I'm looking at it and I'm like, what am I going to buy for the show? Because we are short on cash, short on sats, and short on wine. We used to kind of let everyone slide, but no one's been giving us wine anymore.
Oh, yeah.
So I had to go out and buy it. And I saw this bottle. I'm like, well, that looks like a bottle and a half.
Mm.
Doesn't it look like it's a big bottle? Like there's more in there?
It weighs a lot.
Yes.
The bottle.
Turns out it's just the bottle.
No, because I know it's 750 milliliters.
Same amount of wine. I know. I thought I was getting a bargain. And then, but then I like, you know, I got to decide upon the wine that I buy for the show the way most people do it, which is by looking at the label.
Oh. It's a pretty label.
It's right?
Yes.
And I looked at
beautiful.
The back. It has a whole story about in 1861, our founder, Count Harassi, journeyed to Europe to procure the finest grapevines. He got it from Bordeaux, brought it back to California. So I like the story. I like the label.
Okay.
$35 bottle of wine.
Oh,
everybody.
That's
pricey.
That's out of our budget.
That's pricey. No, but
we're not eating for the rest of the week now.
But this bottle, you could kill somebody with it because it's so heavy.
It's a weapon.
It's a weapon.
Yep.
Hey, darling. How are you doing?
Yeah, so Adam was whispering because Craig Weinberg did the art for us today, and I added the episode number, and I got criticized.
No,
I got criticized. He said, darling. He starts with darling all the time to soften the blow.
Wait a minute.
Darling, darling, this will not work. It won't work. It's too small. It's too small.
It is so amazing how you nail the voice, nail everything I said. I could have recorded myself, and that would have been that.
I know.
I thought the episode number was just a little small.
And
because
I said,
you said, I think it's fine. I said, is this, so this is, by the way, we are a Fountain top 10 show.
Yes.
You know, we're very often listed in the Fountain top 10.
Mm-hmm.
So is this fine enough for the Fountain top 10 listed show?
The words Curry and the Keeper are very strong, and that's what counts. That's what I said. And I said, please, do not criticize the marketing department, okay?
And then we're getting ready. She starts saying, I'm a little low energy. I don't know why. Is that because I criticized the marketing department?
And then you started off, it's a whisper. Episode 34.
Episode 34.
So when you look at the art, you'll see the episode 34. That's really, I sound like Joe Biden now. That's really small in the artwork. But anyway, thank you to Craig for making the art for us.
Yes.
It's gorgeous.
It's fantastic. I love it. It's very, what is it? Kind of, it's not avant-garde. What is it? What would you call this?
A great piece of art.
A great piece.
Yes.
It's just a great piece of art. It's fantastic. We love you, Craig. Yes. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
Oh, baby. It seems like we've had three times the amount of time in between shows with this one, because we've witnessed so much has been going on. We've been to so many, you have just crushed it with the social calendar. We have been doing all kinds of stuff. We've got so much to talk about.
We have been kind of busy. Yeah. I don't have a whole lot on my list Really?
What? I saw that list the other day, and it's like a mile long.
I've had longer lists.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, it's not so much about the list. It's about, you know, what is interesting and entertaining for the people.
Yes.
So let's start with the most fun thing I've done in a long time, which is helping you get a new phone.
Oh.
This is fabulous fun.
Yes, I had to get a new phone today because...
No, wait. Let's just go back to the premise.
Oh, geez.
So Tina says, now you announce as a now we'd already been talking about it because your phone is planned obsolescence.
Exactly.
It literally is like 2 weeks before it's paid off.
And it's
the batteries stop failing. The camera's failing. It's the iPhone.
Mm-hmm. Planned obsolescence.
Totally planned obsolescence. I said, well, and of course you were having your nails done the other day and I guess you were going to put something important on Instagram and the camera failed. Did it not?
Well, when you go get your nails done, you select a color. You got to take a picture of the color.
Pick a color.
So that the nail tech, you said it.
Pick a color, Iran. Yeah, okay.
Iran. And so I was trying to take a picture of the nail color and the camera wasn't working. I'm like, here we go. As soon as the camera's paid off, the phone is paid off.
Yeah, it starts to fail.
Yes.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So knowing that it will actually cost us nothing in extra monthly costs, I said, well, let's just go get a new one. And so you said, well, because I had an interview I had to do today.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, can we do it Wednesday? Yeah, right after I'm done, we'll go.
Yeah, because we're leaving this weekend. I need a camera.
Mm-hmm. You definitely need a camera.
Yeah.
But of course, you know, what's so beautiful is you said, well, I need you to come with me in case I need a PIN number. I said, no, this is not true. I could give you the PIN number.
I wanted you to come with me.
Yes. But you couldn't bring yourself to actually say that. You had to say, well, in case you need the PIN number or something, it's like you have all that. Like, what you really want is just me to be there and help you with the decisions. This is one of my, I love doing this because it doesn't matter what you get. You always try to be, I don't care.
But I come in, I'm like,
you go, do care.
And what did you say? Remember your wheels on your car? Because I don't like my wheels on my car.
I don't care. This is perfect. It's fine. It's white. It's fine. I'll drive. And then all I hear is, I don't like my wheels. My wheels are no good.
Is that how I sound? I don't like my wheels.
Yes. I'm nailing it, actually.
I like how we come out of the store and you're like, your wheels are really great, especially when they're clean.
Your wheels, I do think your wheels look great. I had to hype you up a little bit. And so we decide, you decide on.
I go in there, I'm like, I don't care. I'll just take whatever.
And this is where, if you're bringing me along for what you really want me for, you say, darling, help me choose. But instead it's like, I don't care. I don't. Black or purple, I don't know, I don't care, it doesn't matter. And I'm like, think about it. And the guy's like, one guy's like, you like, here, this is my phone, it's deep purple, look at that. The other guy's like, no, this is black. This, and they're like, it's a game they play. You're going to buy something no matter what.
And I went with the black.
You did go with the black.
I did, yeah.
And then, you know, finding the kiss. But it's always this process. And of course, I love helping you out. You know, and I
have a really hard time committing on things too. I really do. So it's good that you were there because you kind of push me.
The monkey comes out of the sleeve. I love this. You're admitting
the monkey comes out of the sleeve.
That's a Dutch proverb in the old country.
Yes, I have a few of those on my list.
The op komt uit de mouw. Yeah. So the monkey comes out. I don't know where it's from. I have no idea what it means, other than here. Oh, now the truth comes out.
Oh,
you really want me to be there to help you decide?
Yes, I have a hard time.
But then when I say, well, how about this? You're like, I don't care. You do care. You have an opinion.
I know. I guess I just don't put a lot of thought into it. Just like I didn't with the car. I was like, I'll take it.
Well, here's where you didn't put the thought in. It's like we drove to San Antonio to go to a T-Mobile store. And I'm like, and by the way, I was completely reserved. I had like,
it was
no
about
problem.
An hour away.
It's an hour each way.
Each way.
And I'm like, was there no store closer by? He said, no, I checked Bernie, nothing. And then we're there. The guys are like, yeah, there's two in Bernie. There's one in Kerrville. It's only half hour away from where you guys live.
Oh, I got messed up. I'm sorry.
No.
You got ice cream? I took you for ice cream because you were so cranky in the store.
I was not cranky. I was having fun with everybody. In fact, I was having so much fun. You gave me one of those looks like, would you calm down now because you're embarrassing me?
I did? What were you doing?
Well, we came in, you like planned obsolescence and you started with that. And then I'm like, yeah, we want to be on the system. You got to integrate us more. Can you give us iWatch so we can be really completely in the system? which, by the way, I've never seen the whole Apple
face recognition.
This is new.
Adam was like, whoa, no way. I would never do that.
You have to turn your head left and right. And then it even says, would you like us to be able to identify you when you're wearing a mask?
Yeah. I'm like, no, because I'm not ever wearing a mask again.
That's right. You beat the system sister. You showed him.
I did. I showed those Apple people.
And then I always know what comes after this. I always know. And by the way, I thank God for the T-Mobile guy, because of course I'm the IT guy. I understand. And any man or woman who is the IT person around the house and their family, they understand that, you know, it's just what it is. And you're the designated person, and you're going to help everybody all the time with everything. And when people say, I don't get it, You have to stay calm and say, no, I know you don't get it.
When I got home and I'm like, I can't log into my Twitter. And you go, darling, let me take a look at it.
What I said is,
darling,
when you're on the couch and I'm working, because I had, you know, I have a show tomorrow. I have a little show here called Corinne the Keeper Top 10 on Fountain. And, you know, so I have stuff to do. And I'd taken 5 hours out of my day because you chose San Antonio.
Drove. You were on your phone the whole time.
It's very difficult to show prep on my phone. Oh. It's not the same as in front of a computer. It doesn't matter, but because
you're bringing it up so that I know.
But when you just sit on the couch on the other side of the room and speak to me facing away from me, I can't log into Twitter. It says no. It's like, bring it over here. And, you know, but then, you know, it's always such a mess, these things. So I'm sorry if I was short with you.
No, you weren't. I'm teasing you. I thought you were very helpful.
I thought I was reasonably helpful.
No, and I'm glad you were there, because I probably would have just got the 12. I would have gotten an old phone.
I can save $30 a month.
And you're like, if you get this one, it's less money. It's a better phone.
Yeah,
I'm like, okay.
And less money. And literally, like, you get $25, a 25% discount on all accessories if you buy 3 accessories.
Yes.
So that meant that we bought a charging block for $20. And we got that basically for free, because that is then the 25% of like a screen protector and a case and whatever.
Yeah, we were going to get that anyway.
The whole thing is, and then at the end it's like, and now you pay $206, because that's like
the taxes and
some other fees. It's like that. Now I know who T-Mobile makes their money. Okay, I got it. Anyway.
But you know, it used to be when you had to go buy a cell phone, it was almost like buying a car. It would take forever.
Oh, setting it up. This still took a good hour.
Yes, it took a good hour.
Because, you know, and to this point, I'm so happy that the T-Mobile, I love the T-Mobile guys. They're kind of cool. He said, let's just double check that you backed up everything. And I'm already going, oh, crap. I totally believed you. She said, I did back it up. But thank God that the guy said, let's check it, because he hadn't backed up your iMessages.
Yes.
You had that off.
And I would have been devastated, because there's messages from my sister Angie who passed away on it. Yeah.
So I'm so happy those guys were there.
Yeah. No, they were good. They were good.
Now, of course, all your messages and all the incriminating evidence is on iCloud.
Yes.
So the FBI can go in right away and have Apple
much bad stuff in my iMessages.
You'd be surprised. You have no idea.
I'm fine. There's no.
You live with me. You remember who I am?
Yes.
Okay. Do we have messages?
Yeah.
Do I see weird shit on the messages?
Sometimes. Uh-huh. But now that I'm usually home all the time, we don't really text that much, except when I've been very good about texting when I've arrived. Yes.
What? Because you did it once? You've been very good? One time? Literally the first time in months?
That's not true.
And then you have the audacity. I say, thank you, darling, for remember. And I say darling all the time.
Yes.
It's not only when I want to sugarcoat it.
Yes. No. Okay, darling.
Sweetie,
and then I go,
darling.
I go,
that's how I roll. That's what you text me.
Thank you for letting me know and texting me. I go, that's how I roll.
Yeah, like you've been
now.
Doing. Yeah, exactly. I love being your IT guy.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure.
I just have to turn on my computer. It's got to work. I don't know how it works, but it just has to work.
And it never does.
No.
Nothing ever does work.
I appreciate it. It's never exactly
the way you want it. It sucks. The computers suck.
Yeah.
But I love it, because, you know, you have the Apple 14 Pro. Nice.
Yeah.
And I've still got my Graphene $200 phone off Amazon.
I know,
that
doesn't have any tracking. I know.
Pretty much not. I mean, if you connect to the cell network, they track you. Mm-hmm. If you connect to your Wi-Fi, they track you. But the apps can't track me.
This wine is pretty good.
Uh,
I've been sucking it down.
I'm telling you. It's buy delish. It on the label, people.
Delish.
Just, I mean, the label. Have you ever seen the labels on wine bottles? They're really great because you're standing there. You're in a particular mood, and my mood was filled with love.
Always.
Because I wanted to buy something that you would like, so I knew Cabernet. And I just look at this label, man. Just look at that label. Doesn't
Maybe
it look
we should
like
put
something
that in the show notes?
I will. Doesn't it look like something really expensive and nice and says, oh, yeah.
And
look,
the bottle is super heavy.
Right. And so
$35 is kind of expensive. Sometimes,
but if you're in a different mood, you know, like you know,
Argelais.
Well, that's if you're in a elitist mode, because obviously the elites drink the Argelais. But wine bottle labels are pretty important, it turns. I really paid attention to them, and this is why I bought it.
Yeah.
And
success. Beautiful. Good job. So speaking of the Dutchisms that you just, what was the one you just said? Monkey out of your sleeve?
The op komt uit de mouw. The monkey comes out of the sleeve.
So I got ready for church, this past Sunday, the Sunday before, and you say to me...
Je bent door een ringetje te halen.
Well, I could pull you through a ring. Yeah. I'm like, what is that? I could pull you through a ring.
And I was like, well, that's a Dutch translation of the Dutch saying, je bent door een ringetje te halen. You look so good, I could pull you through a ring. And I was also like, I really don't know what that means.
There was another one, too.
Well, let me explain that one.
Okay.
That is used for classy napkin rings. So when you look so put together and so classy and you're so perfect, it is just like that perfect, beautiful linen napkin that you pull through the silver ring to put next to the beautiful table.
Put on the plate.
Pretty much. Okay. You're ready to eat.
All right. Nice.
You've heard of ready to wear, ready to eat. That's what you
And then
are.
You said to me, we another were in the
one.
Bathroom.
I had another one.
Cookie of your own dough. I'm like, cookie of your own dough?
Cookie van eigen deeg. Well, so that's when you do something that comes around to bite you in the ass.
Oh.
So that's basically, now you're having a cookie made from your own dough, okay?
Oh.
From cookie dough. Annemieke is probably laughing her ass off right now because she knows. And she cookie may send of your own some dough. New ones. Yeah, cookie.
So like, these things make no sense.
It does when you think about it.
Cookie of your own dough.
Yeah. Well, I guess grammatically it's not great. Have a cookie of your own dough.
Have a cookie
for
of your
a change,
own
yeah? Oh,
yes.
I mean, you have to say it kind of that. Oh, have a cookie of your own dough, yeah? Here you go. You think that's so funny what you did? It's a cookie of your own dough.
So you have all these Dutchisms.
I like them. I like them because they're old school. They're around for a reason. They've lasted centuries.
But it was so funny when I walked out, and it was funny when I walked out for church, and you're like, I could pull you through a ring. And I'm like, what? What does that mean? And you're like, I don't know where that came from.
There it is. Yeah. For some reason, the Dutchisms are just popping up. I don't know why.
Yeah.
So the brain works in strange and mysterious ways.
I know.
And literally, yesterday,
yes,
I was fried.
Oh, I know.
Because you were in...
You were drinking from
You were in Austin.
Yeah,
you were in Austin with Damonette, and you guys were doing your whole...
beauty stuff.
Beauty Day of Beauty, whatevs.
Yep.
And of course, I'd forgotten about this. And I'm like...
Yeah, I don't know if I even told you until the night before.
Yeah, I think that's probably how it went. But it's okay. No, I'm sure you told... I vaguely remember, but this is me now just projecting because I want it... Because usually I forget everything. Unless I attach it to something. And so anyway, when in the morning you're like, hey, you know, so we're leaving it. No, you said the night before. You said we're leaving at 12:20 or something. Mm-hmm. That's the shit I remember, 12:20.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, what are you doing again? Oh, Annette going to Austin. Oh, and then the next morning, of course, I didn't think about it. And then the next morning, like, wait a minute. So if you and Annette are gone, I should have dinner with Jimmy.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know, I'm like, hey, Jimmy, you want to have dinner? He's like, yeah, that's good.
You want to hang, bro?
I think I literally said, the chicks are in Austin.
The chicks.
I think I said something like,
chicks, no, man.
Girls. I may have said girls. Chicks, man. Let's have dinner. And so the rest of the day, it was just me and Phoebe. And I really, really missed you because you're always around and I'm watching, I've been watching the banking sector and CNBC for most of the week to try and figure out how close are we to the central bank digital currency? How are we, when's the meltdown coming? What is really going on? Cause they're all full of crap. They're all lying. And then I also switched to, CNN, MSNBC, Fox News. And the programming was so strong. I was just getting sucked in and I knew it and I knew how it was happening. And my brain just started to go and I had no one to talk to say, look at this. Look at what's going on.
No. You didn't have your wife to talk to. Yeah,
I
did.
Exactly. That's why I miss you so much, because mm-hmm. then I always have you to talk to.
I get this text message. I miss you. And I'm like, yeah. I'm just in Austin. I'll be home tonight.
It's true. I really miss you because you are so important to my process.
Well, I know, because you talk things out with me.
I can bounce things off you, mm-hmm. and you're usually the a-hole who's like, nah, that's who's they? That's bull crap. What's going on? How do you know that? Who said this? And of course, I want to, like,
all the time I say, do you appreciate that?
Yes.
When I go, who's they? How do you know this?
Yes,
is this true?
Yes,
how
yes.
can you substantiate that? Because, yes. you know, when you yes. say
Do you understand why I sometimes just get short, but that's not personal? I'm just like, you're so right by asking these questions. I just wanted, like,
well, I just want to make sure that, you know, it's legit. So,
of course,
yeah, no, that you're not some crackpot. So,
okay, a little late to come up with that one. So, my brain is just, I'm literally frying. And it was, and I got cold. It was cold outside. It was cold in the house. And I'm like, and I got cold. And I said, Phoebe, come over here. And I lit the fireplace and just had her come and hug me for a little bit. I was really not
Were
doing well.
Were you in
well.
A fetal position?
Not quite.
Okay.
If I had some ice cream, I would have pulled my knees up and put my sweater over them and eaten from the tub. Yes. And so I'm just like, oh, this sucks so bad. And so Jimmy and I met for dinner at 5, you know, mm-hmm. as old men do. 5.
Well, you have to get into the restaurant early. Well, it's spring break.
It's spring break.
It's crazy here.
And he had kind of a similar day, you know, for a whole different reason. It was so nice to just sit there and unload on each other about all this crap. And we actually talked for almost an hour about the buying Bitcoin process on Fountain and how messed up it was. But he had also had a, you know, it was nice to have male energy.
I know. This is what I love.
The brother I never had.
This is what I love. Mm-hmm. I love that. I mean, Annette is one of my best friends, and I love that we are such good friends. She's so easy to be around. I love hanging out with her. We just talk incessantly. And then you're friends with Jimmy, and then we're a couple friends. And
we're friends.
We have several friends.
So like, sickening. A couple friends.
Well, I mean, but usually it's not like that. It's Correct. Out of bounds. And we have several Correct. Friends like that, like yeah. with Catherine and Brian, and with Chris and Brandy, and Tiffany and Rob, and, you know, other people. So
yeah, but this is literally my brother.
Yeah.
You know,
so
in many
so
ways.
I'm so happy that you both have, you know, that friendship. And yeah, because even though Annette did call me out on her podcast, about getting her handbag.
Oh, hello. I've told you about this.
I know.
I've told you, like, you got to stop being the go-between. You're fencing goods.
She goes, did you hear me on the podcast about the handbag? I go, yes, and thanks for shaming me. She goes, I'm trying to pull you into our podcast.
If you want to hear the most amazing podcast, this is Living Up in a Down World, livingupinadownworld.com, Pastor Jimmy, Dame Annette.
We call it, Adam calls her Dame Annette.
Yeah, that's a great title for her.
Yes.
It is you've never heard anything like it. It is far above.
I mean,
I've been around all the Godcasters. They were one of the first people to embrace podcasting. This is a whole different level.
Yeah.
Because Jimmy's an entertainer as well.
He puts on a show, like you said.
Puts on a show. And may I point out?
Yes.
We have noticed there was a little solo action at Bridge Church.
He did a little solo. Yes. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. Adam's been pushing him to do it.
But not just, he didn't just play the solo. He leaned back and made the solo face. Just a little bit. And I know. And I'm not the only one at Bridge Church who likes that. There's like a whole bunch of hippies who go to this church.
A lot of Woodstock people at our church.
Hey, man, I love your solo. Rip it up, bro. Gotta love it. You just gotta love it.
Well, on the worship night coming on April 12th, when you get baptized, I'm sure he's going to, hopefully, I shouldn't say that. Hopefully he'll do one for you.
So we hurry back 3 hours later. We're here at 8 o'clock waiting for you guys to come home.
Oh, jeez.
And then you come in and you're like, and you're discussing the playlist for my baptism. And you're like, I want this and I want that. And I go, wait a minute. What is this? Oh, Tina's putting together the playlist for your baptism. I'm like, Radar Love, Golden Earring. What are we talking about here? What are we doing?
Striper?
Yeah, please. Hey, we bring it.
Hey, some Lillian Axe.
Lillian Axe. We can, and Jimmy can do that 2-minute solo. The guys do. I mean, yeah, anything like that. No, you're putting it all together.
Well, she asked me. We were sitting there getting our toes done. She's like, I got the songs for the playlist. Which ones would you like? So I'm like, this one, this one, this one. You don't even know half of them. I know most of them. So.
I know. I like Dry Bones Rattling, which I didn't know.
It's just Rattle.
Rattle. Rattle. I mean, come on, that's no, it's Dry Bones Rattling. That's the title of that song, for now and forevermore.
Anyway, we got you covered, baby. We got you covered.
You
Don't worry.
I appreciate it. I'm so excited about that.
Yeah, me too.
And will it be televised?
I believe so. Mine was. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
It'll be a fun night.
I would like a little different lighting than the than from when you did yours.
Oh, well, why don't you talk to the production team?
I think I might have to. Can I have a little pre-production
would
meeting
you like me
with
to
everybody?
Order some flowers or have some.
I just want to. I want a key light.
A charcuterie board.
I just want a key light on my face and a Super Trooper on Pastor Jimmy. You know, so I can highlight him. And and by the way, it wouldn't be too much trouble to put a little bit of lighting into the water. Just saying.
Do you want like
those pool lights?
Colors
one of those,
like
yes,
in your...
one of those pool lights. Yes, exactly. Come on, man. I'm the pot father. I'm going for the big baptism.
Maybe we should get you a new outfit too.
Oh, now you're talking.
Yes.
Yes. Tails. Yeah. Perfect. What am I going to wear? I was going to wear jeans and a t-shirt, but yeah. I don't look so good when the t-shirt's wet. Maybe I should have a shirt. I'll wear that.
You don't want to be in a wet t-shirt. Okay.
Honestly, I wish we had Pirate's Cove nearby.
Oh.
Like Jesus Revolution.
Yeah, Jesus Revolution.
That looks badass. Yeah. To do that in the ocean.
Yeah. So yeah. If everybody wants to watch it, it'll be on their YouTube channel on April 12th.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic.
12th. Yeah.
And wait until you see the production values.
Yeah.
A little bit of smoke, a little bit of mist. Oh. Around the tub. Girl can dream.
Should he give a girl? Okay, how about a little bio before you get in the water? This is Adam Curry reading straight from your Wikipedia page.
Yeah. Okay.
How about that?
Yeah. And now, straight from MTV, here he is, ladies and gentlemen. Give it up.
Get in the water, dude. Get in the water. Oh, goodness.
Wow. I'm very excited about that.
Yes.
But that, of course, is after our big adventure.
Yes. Jamaica.
Yes. We're leaving this Saturday. I'm still working. I'm still going to be doing agenda.
I'll be hanging out at the pool drinking rosé while you're working away.
I think you should get into rum. That's much more the Jamaican. You may like Red Stripe.
I like beer. Yeah.
Red Stripe.
I'm not a rum girl.
Little brown bottles and they're kind of lightish. It's not, you can drink 10 a day easily.
I think I had an issue with rum like in my early
you have some bad programming.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know about the screwdriver story.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, when I was a teenager, my mom and dad let me get drunk on vodka and orange juice, and I was miserable the next day.
That was horrible.
Mm-mm. Nope.
So let's work backwards.
Okay.
So. The night before what? You went to Austin. I think it was the night before. Was it Tuesday night? Monday night,
we went to the Revel Catering Argentinian feast.
Now let's see if we can explain this. So it's a catering firm.
Catering,
and so they do big events, small events, but also like big weddings.
Yeah, they do
hundreds of people.
Yeah,
and so they have their kitchen and everything. At their own shop, I guess. That's kind of where they prepare everything.
Yes, they built out this outdoor kitchen, and they have a patio attached to it. They have an outdoor fireplace. Really nice, a bar.
Did you see that whole kitchen he built with coal? And I mean, it's complete Argentinian open fire type deal. Mm-hmm. And I think I saw a green egg in there.
There was a green egg grill.
Green egg, just not very Argentinian, but okay. Hold the best life. And so from time to time, they just do a pop-up. And it's like, now how does that work? Because we heard from Mark and Julianne King. They're the ones that told us about this.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They just host these things occasionally. They just host
and
them.
So I guess Mark and Julianne are on the... Well, Julianne, she does everything.
Yes. Right?
She manages everything.
She's very connected.
And for those who don't remember, these are the...
She's got it going on.
Yeah. These are the international...
Blood Diamond and Blood Ivory Diamond traders.
And Ivory smugglers. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so there was a lot of interesting people at this event. I mean, like, really, I would say.
We sat at a great table, and these were all her friends.
Some of the elite of Fredericksburg.
Yes. And they all knew you. Adam Curry. Yes. Yep. Yeah.
A lot
of them watched you on Headbangers Ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're old. Back off. There were some fabulous people there. Jojo from
Vaudeville.
From Vaudeville, who has served us on many an occasion. Yes. He was just there all of a sudden
very
at the table.
Very happy, just full of life, lots of sparkle.
We had the twins were there who used to run the Christmas store.
Don and John.
Which
yes.
They just recently, they sold that, and now they're looking to get into trouble.
Yes.
Clearly.
Before that, they owned a phone sex operation.
No, they didn't own that.
Oh, they managed,
that.
They did the marketing for it.
This is not before, I think, well, hold on.
That was before the Christmas.
This was 1989.
Oh, okay.
When they were broke and moved to LA to try and figure out what they were going to do. And I guess Don or Tom is a graphic designer.
Don and John,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So they had anyway, they wound up.
John is the artist. He's the one that told us that he paints over the Monets.
See what I'm dealing with here? So they wound up in Los Angeles, and they had no money, but then they bumped into these guys who were doing the early phone sex operation, which is really 1989. That was really early days.
Yeah.
And they were doing all the ads for the magazines, et cetera. And I can't even repeat the names of some of the things. But
no, this is a family show.
But F the Fold came up.
Oh, no, don't even say that, Adam. Don't even say that. Anyway, they went from that to flowers.
Yeah, right. Wait, that's
right. Flowers to that to a Christmas store in downtown Fredericksburg. Really interesting guys.
And he's showing us all this work and he says, yeah. And then, there's like someone... It was just like someone copied a Monet, I think it was.
I don't remember.
He copied one, then he painted over it. We looked at some of his art on this phone.
Oh, beautiful.
I was like, holy crap, that guy can
I want to get to know them. They seem like a lot. They're identical like twins. They're a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
And they've been together since they went to college together, everything all together.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So we met them, then we met the guy from South Africa, and this was interesting. His name was Bruce.
Yes.
And I don't remember what Bruce does, but
well, Bruce is from South Africa, I think, and he came to Fredericksburg thinking he was going to open a winery, but he was 20 years early.
Oh,
so I'm not quite sure where
he says to Adam, he goes, so where do you guys live? And he's like, Adam goes, oh, we live in the vineyards. He goes, oh yeah, I love your house. And I'm like, what? Why do so many people know our house?
It's a very small town. It turns out
it's crazy.
And this is how small it is. So there's this guy who was doing some stuff. He was part of the Revel team. He had the Revel outfit on and he was doing some stuff over the table. And I saw him walking around and people say, oh, he's a rock climber and he's really good at rock climbing.
And they called him Bird Dog. And I'm like, Bird Dog.
And so he comes over to me. He looks at me and he says, hey. It's me, Bird Dog. I'm like, because I'd never seen him without his hat and his poncho. I'm like, holy, Bird Dog? From in the trailer who lives across the street from us? Bird Dog? Yeah, brother, that's me. And it was like, oh my, we're hugging each other. Like, I can't believe it. And he's this guy, everybody knows him.
Oh, they love him. They love him. He's part of the Revel catering crew.
He does the most, and he goes to all the Formula One events. He's really into that. And
he's like, a rock climber.
He's like a serious rock climber.
He has this whole story behind
it's
him.
It's the legend of Bird Dog.
Yes.
And I'm like, at the end of the night, I'm like, yeah, that's my neighbor. What's it to you? Bird Dog. He's my bro. He's my buddy.
You know,
we hang out.
It was interesting because you weren't sitting at the table, but he was doing something off by the side of our table. And somebody's like, Bird Dog, what are you doing? Bird Dog. I'm like, Bird Dog? How many people are named Bird Dog in Fredericksburg? Like, I didn't connect that it was the Bird Dog that says hello to us every morning.
And when we're walking Phoebe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's because I know I've told other people about Bird Dog. We got a neighbor called Bird Dog. How cool is it? And these very same people, it didn't register for them. Oh, that must be Bird Dog.
Yeah.
Oh, Bird Dog. Oh, that's cool. Whatever.
Yeah.
But he's literally our neighbor.
I know. That's so cool.
And this is the guy who, when the trees fell down with that microstorm, he pulled up right away. Hey, brother.
Can I help you?
I got some chainsaws. Mm-hmm. We can cut that. I already got someone. I got Tommy coming over.
Yeah.
But this is a great guy.
I know. I know.
Oh, I'm so excited to get to know him better.
Really cool.
And he was just like, he, you know, he's from Wisconsin originally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was telling me like, yeah, you know, my brother and I, we wanted to hitchhike to see Pink Floyd when I was 8 years old in Wisconsin in winter. And my parents wouldn't let me. I said, no kidding.
8 years old. We need to have him over because I would love to hear his stories.
I bet he's got some great stories.
Yeah, I bet
and
he does too.
But he was like, hey, you know, Phoebe's doing better. I can see she's doing much better.
Yeah, because she used to try and attack his truck all the time.
It's still the truck. The truck is still... Still, yeah. Although you had a good experience with a truck
today.
She's been doing much better.
But so that was a lot of fun.
Oh, it
but
was then crazy.
But by the end of the night, you were talking to the guy in the checkered shirt who watched you on MTV.
He's the guy that spins vinyl on Friday nights at the place on Main Street.
On the, at the Elks, is the Elk,
yeah,
Elk store?
Elk store, yeah. And so he spins, he has the, like a huge vinyl collection and you're not allowed to touch it. Don't touch my vinyl, please.
Okay, yeah.
And he's like, hey, man. And he said, hey, that's cool vape. I saw you. You had that vape on Rogan.
Oh, yeah. He said he saw all your
all
Rogan.
Of them, all of them. I'm like, this is so weird because I've been kind of under the radar for the last 20 years. Like, you know, I don't have the hair. No one really knows, you know, that this generation has not seen me. And to have this generation of people in a very colorful bunch in Fredericksburg who all kind of know the history is really amazing.
And you know, babe, if you still had the hair, I'd be like, dude.
Time to cut that off, bro.
But by the time we left, we got invited to a wedding in Paris.
I know, right?
Hey, you want to come to my wedding?
Yeah,
we're
okay.
Like, sure.
That was, now that was another interesting guy. He also owned something on Main Street.
I can't keep them all straight. I really can't.
Oh, man.
A lot of business owners, though. Main Street business
owners.
That's
mainly what it was business owners. Yeah. Really cool. And, you know, and
it was it was a lot of fun.
I think we kind of have been accepted into Fred elite culture.
Elite culture. Jeez. Whatever.
We're hanging with the elites. Yeah.
But Julianne was telling me that her dog, Pablo Escobar.
Yes. Tell me these people aren't international smugglers of diamonds and of ivory when they have a dog named Pablo Escobar. Okay. And the G-Wagon out front. We know what's
she
going on there.
She cracks me up. Yeah, she cracks me up. But sure, she was like, she got the feral life. She got it when Charles was here. And similar to what Annette went through, she said, oh my God, Pablo goes crazy when I put it on because of the animal lard.
Let me make your face, Mom.
Yes. She said he goes crazy. And so when we got home that night and I washed my face and I put some on my face and I put my face in front of Phoebe and she could care less.
She's like, Mom, you look great. Like, I don't want to smell it.
I'm not eating your
That's pharaoh.life for all the ladies who would like to try that as a moisturizer. And for men, by the way.
Yeah, for your crepe neck.
Yeah, for crepe neck. It works really. Look at my neck.
Wow. Looks like you just had surgery.
Oh, please. I'm so full of it.
Did you have a neck lift?
Do you know how many people think I've had Botox?
I know, because you're not that wrinkled.
Actual men say to me, yeah, but you had Botox. So what are you talking about? I said, no. I just had an IV for the first time in my life and I thought I was going to pass out. You think I'm going to have Botox in my face? No.
No.
They actually think that.
I know. You're getting more handsome as you get older.
Well, of course. Talent.
I think you're finally putting on a little weight now, though.
That is starting to happen.
So Adam is a voracious eater now because he's not smoking.
I stopped smoking weed. And so I stopped smoking tobacco.
My jeans off. They're a little too tight. I'm like, do we need to go up a size now?
I have a 32 waist. Come on. It's boyish. Well, I want to keep it that way.
It's 32 tight waist.
It is kind of tight. It's really tight when I put my revolver in there. It's too tight now. Oh. I can't wear the 32s and be packing heat.
Oh, an extra inch?
I need an extra inch, I think, for the gun.
All right. Yeah. Well, might have to go up to 34s.
No, 33 is fine. I'm 33. Look, I have 32 34s.
32, 36.
Thank you.
Yeah, the 34s, you're
we even bought a...
You're Noah. You're waiting for a flood. Okay. I'm like, dude, your jeans are really short today. Not a good look. Pull those down. You say the same thing to me, too.
Yeah. No, I say, is the flood coming?
You're like, get those things off. I don't like them.
But when we were in Austin, now we'll go back another little part in the week. We're doing reverse order for some reason. We were walking through the parking garage behind a young couple. That dude's pants were literally like 10 inches above his ankle.
That's the look, though, for the young
guy. Okay, but when I have it, it's not cool?
Babe, bootcut jeans at your ankles is just podunk. It's Podunk.
Hello, Gary, Indiana. Who are you calling Podunk? Wow. I'm from Amsterdam.
Oh, it's Amsterdam.
It's Amsterdam. You better fill me up. You better fill Amsterdam. The Dutch boy up. You better fill me up there, babe. We decanted it.
Listen, I can't have you going out with me looking like that.
Oh, careful the wire.
I just can't.
No, that's true. So we should talk about that experience.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So we got invited to something really fun.
Yes. Joe Rogan's club on the opening.
Yes.
Well, the first night was like, he said, don't come Tuesday night because we're just opening. It's going to be a mess and the staff will be getting used to it. He said, can you come Wednesday? I said, we'd love to come Wednesday.
No, actually, so you look at me and you go, we got invited to Joe's opening of his comedy show Wednesday or Thursday. And you looked at me like, I go, I'm free on Wednesday. I want to go.
I didn't know. Like, I didn't want to taint your vision. This is how I was thinking. If I was too excited and you didn't want to go, then you would go just for me. And I didn't want that. So I wanted to make sure that you really wanted to go.
You did not.
No, that's true. No, that's really.
Because you were like,
That's the face I make when I'm trying to be kind to you.
So I'm like, I'm free on Wednesday. I'd like to go. So we ended up going, yeah. Which was really a lot of fun.
And
although, let me just say this, Dave Chappelle showed up last night. I know, it's
like
comedy
never
show.
Good enough for you, like, is it? Like, oh, I wish we had gone last night because Dave Chappelle showed up. Wow. Wow. No, that's like.
I'm grateful. I'm very grateful. But anyway, go ahead.
Like looking a gift horse in the mouth.
Is there a Dutchism for that?
Uh-huh. No, I think it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. I think they use the same
okay.
saying.
Okay.
All right. So now this means we're driving to Austin. The show, we said be there by 8. So of course we're the Currys. We're there around 7:30, obviously. That's just how we roll. We're always early for everything.
Yes.
I don't know why. Yeah. I do. Cause we're both insane like that.
Yes.
We like being on time. So we roll into Austin. Now
I love you for that. Cause you know, late people.
Back at you, girl.
Oh, thanks, babe. Feeling
Cookie
it.
Puss. So,
skirt.
So we roll into Austin and and we park right near the Driscoll Hotel, which is a very fancy hotel right off 6th Street. Old school, like Cattleman's Ball type hotel.
Yeah, it's haunted too, from what I understand.
Yeah, one of the rooms is haunted. Mm-hmm. And so we park there and then we walk down the 6th Street and wow.
Oh.
What a mess. What a disaster.
A layer
scene.
Of grime. In 6th Street, they call it Dirty Six.
Yeah, well, it's East just, Six, so it's Dirty Six.
It's just gross.
But what we did not used to have is, like San Francisco, literally stepping over sleeping homeless people.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Like, and now having guys trying to reel us into their club, that's kind of typical. It's like Bourbon Street, only 10 times worse. It's just... It's nasty.
It's pathetic and sad.
And then right in the middle of this Dirty Six, there's this really beautiful neon lit, you know, it's called Comedy Mothership. Mm-hmm. And it was the old Ritz movie theater. Mm-hmm. And of course, during COVID, Alamo Drafthouse couldn't afford it anymore. So they sold it and Joe was able to buy it. That was not even his first choice. He was looking at something up
One
there.
World. On, yeah. He was looking at One World.
But he said that was an environmental disaster because mm-hmm. Oil had been leaking into the ground there. And he's like, no one knows. And I'm going to have to figure it out. And I could be on the hook forever. So he had given up on that. And he bought this. And he actually told me on the last show when I left, he said, oh man, I can't wait for you to see the place. Because Joe is like that with me. He's really excited mm-hmm. to show me
and
the
it
cool
was
stuff.
So kind of him to invite us. So kind.
So we walk up and it's like a little short line with a little rope there. And I'm like, well.
Yeah, we just walk up.
I know we were on the, because Joe, I'll put you on the guest list. I'm like, we just kind of walk up. We just like kind of stand there behind the people. And immediately.
To the short line right in front of the doors.
A young woman comes up. Hello, can I help you? And I'm like, well, I'm Adam Curry. Joe put me on. And she like realizes at that moment, but at the same time, she's like, yeah, if you look over there, that's the line. It's like a line all the way down 6th Street to I-35. And we had just like jumped in.
We're just royalty. We're going to jump in this.
Just jump in this line.
And one of the guys in the line goes, oh yeah, that's Adam Curry.
And he gave her a look like, dude, that's Adam Curry.
That's why they didn't say anything to us, I guess, maybe. I don't know.
And then, so they're
we
really kind.
We cut the line without even knowing it. We cut the line.
And but then right away, you know, I know Joe's security guys, they were in there like, hey, Adam, how you doing? Everyone's like, you know, and so it's all cool. And like, I'm really sorry. We got to put these wristbands on. We're all new and we got to get this, make sure everything's done.
But they didn't take our phones.
No.
Everybody else had their phones what was it? The bag called a Faraday. Is it a Faraday?
It's like a Faraday. It's a locked bag. Yeah. And you can't unlock
and
it.
And they just said,
leave.
Look, you know,
That wasn't until we were up in the balcony. Okay. So then we go the VIP route through the kitchen,
which is
up the
really
stairs.
Nice. This is kind of my first taste of that.
This is what I was so excited about. I want, because I know how hospitable Joe is. He is all about the hospitality and making it right.
Yeah.
And his staff and his people know how to do it. And this was, you got the full-on VIP treatment.
It was.
And I really was excited for you to witness
that. I'm a little spoiled now.
You'll never want to go back because you go, you know, it's like, oh, and here's the special green room and here's the bar for only the invited people
help
afterwards.
Yourself, whatever you want.
Yeah. And then, and here's where you can smoke weed. And is it, now we have, let's go onto the balcony and we have two balconies. These are all VIP. And we were the first ones. Like, no, you can have this with a little tape. Like, man, we're sitting right here in the front of the balcony. Yeah. We'll claim this. And like, do we go back there to get something to drink? No, Diamond will be here and she'll and so we were served drinks and everything. And then Joe came up before the show.
Yes.
And he just saying hi to some of the guests up there and he was tight, man.
Oh, he was wound really tight. He was nervous. He was nervous. Yeah. And that was when I first met him. And it's so interesting because I don't fangirl. I mean, I sort of little fangirled on you. Just a teeny.
You mean just yesterday?
Yeah, just yesterday. But I did not. I mean, I just treated him like any other person. Like, hey, like, tell me about this, tell me about that. And he was really, really kind. You know, he was nervous, but he was very, very gracious. Yeah.
Which makes you ultimately cool.
Yeah.
Makes you very, very cool.
Yeah, he's a normal person. But just like
you've dealt with celebrities. You know how to deal with them. You've done all kinds of marketing communication. You dealt with me as a celebrity when we first met. You did a pretty good job.
Your number.
Pretty good job.
I
no, you had
it,
your number after I gave it to you. That's right. Heck yeah. You know it.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. Anyway, so then, we're just loving these seats up there. I look over and I'm like, dude, that's Alex Jones on the other balcony.
You weren't sure though. You're like, it looks like Alex Jones, but I'm not sure from InfoWars.
Yes, I'm going to go. Everyone knows Alex Jones. Well, I'm going to go over and I'm going to go see if it's him. And then he's like, hey, Curry, rah, 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 it's great, man.
He loves you, too.
Half this stuff you hear is bullcrap, don't believe it. I said, Alex, it's me, man. It's like, it's okay, I understand how it works. And he had a very nice wife, liked him a lot. I liked her. I'd not met her.
Yeah, very bubbly.
And I said, Tina's over there. And you came over, thank you, that was fantastic.
Yeah.
You weren't just going to like sit there, you came over.
Of course.
And like, hey, nice to meet you.
And he said something to me like, I couldn't even hear him like, I know you. And I went, I looked at Adam and I go,
just say yes. It's Alex. Just say yes. And you know, he's like, yeah, we got to come out to the Hill Country and have dinner with you guys. Like, yeah, anytime. I had Roseanne Barr on the show yesterday, man. She lives in the Hill Country now. She lives in Fredericksburg. She loves you. Big fan.
That's like, exactly how he talks.
Oh, yeah. And I'm like, Roseanne Barr lives in Fredericksburg?
I guess I was like, what? Really?
Yeah. Big fan. So we wrap up with them and he's like, come by the studio and come on the show whenever you want. I'm like, yeah, sure.
And I'm like, no.
But I would love to have him out for dinner and we go to a restaurant because he's really a big sweetheart.
He's larger than life.
Larger than life, yes. No doubt. But he's really a sweetheart. And you know, he has his issues, but we all have our issues. I give him grace. So then we are walking back and there's Joe and Joe's like, hey, and Roseanne Barr walks out.
Yes.
And this is all behind the scenes. And first of all,
before the show starts,
she looks 100 years old. She's all hunched over. She's like complaining about, I haven't slept. And she's 4'9". I mean, I had no idea how tiny she was.
She is tiny, but she's not 4'9".
You'd think Roseanne is like 5'11" from TV, wouldn't you?
No, I wouldn't.
No.
But I didn't. She's not.
How big is?
She's probably about 5 feet tall.
How big is Goodman now? Now I'm thinking Goodman's also a midget.
I have no idea.
Okay. Anyway. And so Joe says, oh, this is Adam Curry. And she turns to me, has no idea who I am. And she doesn't. And she goes to shake my hand and she does this weird wrist grab. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I missed your hand. She's like, no, this is how I shake hands. I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm totally taken aback. Then you like a pro go, hey,
I watched you and I'm like, Tina Curry.
I'm not going to screw that up. She has no idea who I am.
No, it was so funny because with Alex saying, she's a big fan, and then she's like, who are you? It was the same thing with Laura Logan.
Yes.
Laura Logan was like,
Who are you again? What's your name again?
I know, Tina. This is Tina, yeah. And what's your name again?
Yeah. It's okay. Meanwhile, I was there upon invitation from Joe on my fifth appearance on his show, so I don't feel that bad. But I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. She's a fan. I'm like, I've loved the work you've done, but no, I can't do any of that because she's just checkmated me right out of business.
Well,
you shook my hand wrong. I don't know who you are.
She was not interested in talking to us at all. No.
But then during the show, we're sitting there on the balcony. Now it's a good show. I mean, every comedian was funny. The first one was he had his own shtick with a lot of yelling, which was kind of funny.
Yeah.
There was actually a heckler in there who got ejected.
Not with the first one.
Yeah. But she started with him.
Oh, she did.
Yeah, remember he went, great. He asked someone to raise their hand and she raised her hand and then she wouldn't stop talking. And she was clearly inebriated front row right by the stage.
And they got her out. Three guys came up. They were like, time to go.
Smooth.
Her date stayed there. I said to Adam, I would never do that, first off.
If you had done that, I would like take her away. I'm staying. I'm divorcing her. That was embarrassing, baby. Darling. That was embarrassing, darling.
If that would have happened though to me and you didn't follow me, I'd be like, dude, are you kidding me?
Would have been the end.
I would have never done that again.
If you had done your behavior had gotten you ejected from the club, we'd have to have a conversation no matter what.
Yeah, you'd be like, that Indiana is coming out of you.
Yeah, that's put that back in the bag.
Yes.
Yeah. Put that back in your Gucci bag.
I know. My daughters had told me, Mom, stop. Yes. Yeah.
Because yesterday I got
my nails done, Annette and I were sitting in the chair. I'm like, I don't like them. You didn't like hers or yours? My nails. I'm like, I don't like them.
Oh, you didn't like them.
She's like, why? I go, I'm a nail snob. I don't like them. I don't. In front of the nail tech, I'm like, I don't like them.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the reason why is they're too thick.
They're fat nails. Anyway, it's a girl thing. It's a girl. Anyway, back to the show.
Well, then get your right nail tech.
Back to the show.
Nail tech, by the way, is the actual.
So anyway, so we're sitting up there on the balcony. We're watching the show. And then
behind me, Adam, all I hear is,
and I turn and look, and I can clearly see who it is.
And I'm like, I'm not turning around, because if I look around, I'm going to give this person the evil eye. Like, you have the most annoying laugh in the world.
And it was Roseanne Barr. That is exactly how she laughs.
When no one's laughing in the club, she's like,
yes, that's exactly how she laughs.
Like, it's like my Tourette's is not as bad as that. Whatever she's got going on, that is weird. That was some weird stuff.
It was interesting. She was interesting,
anyway,
for sure.
If she's in the Hill Country, I'd love to get together.
Yes.
We can be celebrities.
Yes.
We can do a celebrity dinner. Yeah.
Celebrities. And then afterwards.
We were ready to go. It was 11:30 or something.
Yeah, it was late.
We're ready to go. And Joe, all of a sudden, he closed the show, 45 minutes of his own show, his own set. And all of a sudden, boom, he's right there. He's like, but he's not moving away. He's like talking with, he's like, and you're like in this whole chat with him, like this whole thing.
I was asking like the mechanics of the show and the girl being taken out and, you know, and yeah.
He didn't want to leave us. He was just sitting there chatting.
And he said, Adam, the show did really well. A lot of people liked our show.
Yeah,
he was really kind and really gracious. He really was.
And they said, hey, let's sit down here.
Let's go into the Mitzi's bar,
Suzanne?
Santo.
And she's like, Adam Curry, I love you.
She had never met you?
No, but
she's an actress, singer.
But she had been on Joe's show, mm-hmm. and I remember because we played the clip, she's like, I love No Agenda, where Adam and John, they get all snippy with each other.
Like, I like when they fight, she said. She was beautiful. Lovely.
I had no idea. I'm like, oh, yeah. I had no idea who she was. I'm just like playing it off like celebrity thing.
Oh, you didn't?
No. But when it dawned on me eventually who she was, I'm like, oh. But I played it off, you know, like you do in celebrity.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I love your work, man. No, you hero. Love your work.
Well, we listened to her music on the way home. We were like, that was pretty good.
But
her friend was a huge No Agenda fan. She's like, my sister.
Rochelle.
And she said her sister, my sister wants to work for Adam. I'm like, No chicks are working with my husband. Just,
I don't need. I can't. We can't afford to have anybody working with me.
No chicks, man. No chicks.
Really?
Ah, if anybody's gonna work, I'm gonna work.
Oh, really? You're gonna work
when I have time.
Oh, let's call the Fredericksburg Radio Post. Tina's gonna work. Everybody, Tina's coming to work.
But don't make that episode number too small.
Hey, who's the one that said I completely forgot to do the art, and then you phoned it in? Come on, man.
Anyway, but we ended up going to the bar afterwards, and that was.
And at a certain point, it was like, and of course, all the comedians are coming up to Joe, and I'm like, you know, dude, and I don't think he wanted to talk to them at all. He wanted to hang out and just chat with us, but he was not getting away with it.
Well, I wasn't sitting there. You were. I was standing up talking to
Rochelle. I know. You were being distracted by Rochelle. I was like, you know, come sit with us.
That's fine.
Anyway, so then, then we said, all right, time to go. Because I had the show the next day, and we weren't home until 1.
Yeah.
Something like that. It was way past our bedtime. It was a lot of fun. I really loved it.
I loved the VIP treatment.
It was great.
It was great. I thought the funniest was when we cut the line completely and didn't even know it.
It's what you do when you're a humble superstar of the podcast.
Yeah. And
we're going to have another experience when we go see No Mercy. Remind me not to say that. I love the band No Mercy. Mercy Me. I'm sorry.
Yes. Mercy Me is a big No Agenda fan. They're No Agenda fans. I know. No Mercy.
Well, now that
you got to listen to the music too. You haven't even listened. I know the whole album.
I have to listen to their music.
Annette said to me, make sure you start listening to the music. Listen to it. I've listened to that whole album probably, I don't know, 10 times. I know all the songs. Like, have you listened to it? She's like, no, I haven't listened to it.
No, I've listened to a couple. I mean, I know the big hit.
And obviously. I'm going to do all my reconnaissance on everybody in the band so that I know them.
Yeah, so you can say, oh, hey, yeah, I love your drumming.
I'm going to outshine you.
Oh, easily.
No Mercy. Nice to meet you.
That'll get me
That's
real
a good
far.
Show title,
that'll get me
no
real
mer-
far.
Is that no, your phone no, buzzing?
I think, I'm sorry. It's Mark Hall.
Oh.
You know, Mark Hall, always at the right time, Mark Hall. Hold on, let me just have to turn this off. He wants to know about the Dutch elections.
But yeah, as we're driving home, too.
Oh, your phone is, your phone. Yeah, that's your new iPhone. Oh, that's even worse. It's because you got a text message from him, too.
No. Oh, I did.
I bet you did. That's the iPhone, man.
It's on Do Not Disturb.
No, but it's literally the radio and the iPhone interacting with your microphone.
But as we're driving home, every single time that we're in Adam... Okay, hold on. Give me
the phone here.
You're going to put it in the Faraday bag?
Yeah. After the concert, you can get it back.
Okay, thanks. but every single time when we're driving home in your car...
Oh, what do I say? You say, it drives itself.
Oh my gosh, I love this car. I just love this car.
I do. I love it.
If I had a dollar for every time you said it, I'd be a rich woman. I'm like, okay. And you're like, look, it drives itself.
Imagine.
Hands off the wheel. It drives itself.
Imagine if all you heard from me was, I don't like the wheels. Imagine how annoying that would be. I mean, wouldn't that be nuts? I love that car.
I know you do.
I don't think I've had a lot of cars in my life. I've never had one that I really loved.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just love it.
Yeah.
It does exactly what I want it to do.
Yeah.
And I can make everything a pretty color.
Yeah. Inside the car. Well, yes.
My stepdaughter.
When Jimmy got in your car, he's like, Adam, this car reminds me of your studio with the lighting in it.
I said, yes. My stepdaughter set this up with me. It's what your car looks like when your drug dealer comes by. He's got all the red and blue inside. Yeah. It's too customizable. It really is. Holy crap. Yeah. We have 58 minutes. Let's just talk briefly about our dinner with David and Andrea.
Oh, yes.
This was fantastic.
David and Andrea. I met Andrea at Bridge Church and went to her house. And we've had a couple occasions with them. Are you on your phone?
I'm actually looking up the wine.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm just wondering, you know, whether you're texting.
No, that's right. You're so boring. I'm just going to look at my phone for a minute.
And so they invited us to come over to their beautiful home in Fredericksburg for dinner. And so it was a lovely evening. And it started outside with Veuve Clicquot.
Yeah, so he says, I know you like Veuve, so we have Veuve champagne. I'm like, oh, this is kind of cool.
I'm like, I'm going to be toast by the time this...
Bro, luckily my car drives itself. So then he had a Tanat 2011 Luz de Luna from Argentina, which someone had brought.
Was that the big bottle?
That's the big. That
oh
was,
my
yeah,
gosh.
That was
a, we didn't drink that whole bottle.
You have to understand. He introduces himself as the prick lawyer.
That's his words.
That's his words. He's like, I'm a prick lawyer, which is always like, good. I'm glad we're friends. You're the guy I want. This is the one who was trying to get Phoebe to bite him to start a lawsuit.
Yes, and he was laying on the floor with her. And I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah. But actually, he's an international arms dealer, I believe. So we'll just leave that for what it is. So one of his associates from Argentina, are you getting the picture? Brought him the bottle of wine from Argentina. Do you see,
we have
how
some interesting friends. I'm we have Blood you. Diamond and Ivory Smugglers yeah. Oh, yeah. And now oh, yeah. An arms dealer.
We got some pastors. We got everything in our life. And then, I've got this app, which I had to load when we had dinner with Anamika and Chris.
Yes.
And so Chris made me load this app, which I've been wanting to get rid of.
But you can't.
But I can't
to.
Because it's kind of cool. So I load it. And so the next thing he gave us was Elevette 2004 from Spring Mountain Vineyards. And I'm like, what? I'm like, this is like a $300 bottle of wine. Are you kidding me? How good was it?
Was that the
second one.
The wine at dinner?
Yes. Yes, the second bottle.
So we had a bottle of champagne, then we had the other red wine. Yeah.
And then we had that one.
Is that the one that he put the thermometer in?
Yes.
He decanted it and put thermometer in.
No, that was the third one. That was the third one.
Oh my gosh.
So this is why I have a self-driving car almost.
Oh. Thank you for letting us get home. Well,
literally safely. 5 minutes from our house. I mean, it's
not literally
seven,
maybe 10.
Okay. Eight.
Not far, it's not
eight.
Far.
It was 30 mile an hour all the way. Yes. I mean, we're not, just, it was okay. I mean, if we'd been pulled over, I would have gone to jail, but otherwise we were okay. I felt safe.
Cause the car drives itself.
The car drives itself. But it was really lovely. The meal that they made.
Oh my gosh.
Was
so Andrea is
hook.
Andrea is this amazing cook, and it made me think about my cooking.
And she wears white go-go boots. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. They're fantastic.
Very cute. Yeah. But made me think about my cooking, like, kind of boring.
Raise
like,
the bar a bit there with the filet mignon.
She made a sauce with the, was it tenderloin?
Yeah, but it felt like it was like an orangey sauce. It was restaurant quality.
Sure.
Presentation too.
I'm like, we're going to serve you meatloaf and mashed potatoes at my house.
That's right, man. Meatloaf is the shit.
I know you like meatloaf.
I like your meatloaf a lot. I mean, your meatloaf is restaurant quality.
This was a lovely, lovely evening.
It was great. I mean, we were overserved on everything, but it was really phenomenal.
Yes.
There's so many cool people where we live. I don't think I've ever had any amount of friends like this ever in my life.
Yeah.
In my life.
Thanks I've been, to me.
Yes,
I'm the social calendar
yes, you are. You're
girl.
Social, you're social butterfly, le papillon.
Le papillon?
Le papillon. You are just fluttering everywhere.
And so was I on my best behavior that night?
Pretty decent.
Okay. Because you said, I gotta bring up something that you said.
Oh, no.
Okay.
This is when we got home.
Oh.
Oh, you put on your list what I tell you I'm going to say from my list? Is that how it works now?
Oh. You just reminded me. You go, oh.
So... Okay.
Okay.
Now, so I knew where I was. I mean, I'm like, yeah, I can get us home. No problem. If I really felt, cause you asked me, so are you sure? Are you sure? Yeah. Car drives itself. Don't worry. Are you sure? Yes, I'm sure. We can get home. No problem. I mean, it was completely irresponsible, but yes, I knew I could get us home. And I knew that if I was feeling a little tipsy, you must have been trashed. So we almost go into bed. I walk Phoebe. We almost go to bed straight away. You're like, let's go to bed. And then, you're
really?
You're snoring. No, it's okay. You were snoring.
You were breathing
heavily because you were very tired and somewhat inebriated.
Okay.
And not once, but twice. And so I'm on my phone. You know, I'm just like, because I always sometimes I'll read some scripture. I'm not kidding. Sometimes I just, I try to look at something either really, not like social media. I'll try to look at other things just to get my brain to slow down. And not once, but twice, you woke up and went, Oh, did you finally come to bed? I said, we went to bed together. No, I've been here in bed the whole time. Okay, darling. And then it happened again. You went, oh, I'm glad you finally came to bed. I said, I've been in bed with you the whole time. Do you remember this at all?
No, I don't.
You were trashed, bro. And it was so cute because I was not going to argue with you. I'm not going to argue.
I actually said that.
Twice. You woke up twice.
Let me just
get
this straight.
For some reason, you felt that I had not come to bed with you. And it was like, finally, you're in bed. I'm so glad you're here. Like, I've been here the whole time. I'm like, hello?
I was not trashed. Okay. Oh. If I was trashed,
no.
I wouldn't have been able to walk into the house.
No,
my contacts out.
No.
Wash
no,
my face. No. I wasn't I was tipsy for sure. I was
yes.
I was definitely overserved. Yeah. That's for sure. Yeah. It was a fun night though. It really was.
It was so, but you were just so cute. I'm like, I got to write this down. She won't believe this.
Oh, gosh.
Shall we thank a couple of people?
Yes, let's do that.
Okay, I think we need to, here we go, get some cork soakers going.
Now it's time to hear from the cork soakers.
Hey, we're going to the real place, Jamaica, man.
We got to hear from those cork soakers now.
We love you, the cork soakers.
Yeah.
We love all the cork soakers.
You say?
Now it's time to hear from the cork soakers.
Yeah. Well, we are a value for value proposition. That means that if you receive any value from the show, like some laughter, a good Bible tip, a good music tip, a good comedy show club tip, a good tip on, you know, what wine to drink. If there's anything you get out of
anything
this.
Anything that resonates with
anything,
you.
We'd love for you to return that value. You can do it with time, talent, treasure. So, of course, if you make some art for us, you know, Tina will put a little thing on there so you can tell this to episode number. We accept everything, but we like wine for sure. We have a P.O. Box, P.O. Box 1849.
We like eggs.
Don't, I don't know if you can send those to the P.O. Box, but the wine, we like wine at the P.O. Box. A P.O. Box 1849, Fredericksburg, Texas, 78624. It's on our website, which I maintain because, you know, I'm the marketing communications professional in the family, which is at curryandthekeeper.com.
You maintain it.
I mean, I set it up. You did nothing on the website. And this is what you used to do professionally until you retired from corporate life.
I know. I'm busy.
So busy, you couldn't even make the art.
Craig made the art. I put the episode number in.
So well done.
Go on.
And we also appreciate, and this is really what we want you to do, is we'd like you to get a modern podcast app and boost us in some Satoshis with some sats, what they're known for short. This is the wave of the future because it's all going to come crashing down.
July, be prepared.
When the FedNow network goes live, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Listen to No Agenda tomorrow because you'll hear all about it.
And you can do that with a number of modern apps. You can find those at podcastapps.com. We have What is this face you're doing?
I'm listening.
You listen like that?
Like I'm happy.
Okay. What are you moving your head around for? Podcastapps.com or new podcast apps or nudepodcastapps.com that apparently also works. Pick up one. We advise Fountain, or you could even use Podverse or Breeze or Castomatic if you'd like a real Apple experience. That's a very good app for you Apple users out there. And you can use that to purchase some sats. You can buy the small, it's all pieces of Bitcoin, $5, $10, whatever you want, and then store that in your wallet, which is right on your app, and then you can boost us. There's a little button, and when you think we're doing is great, you can boost us. You can also just stream per minute, 100 Satoshis, whatever, just to show us the value. That's all we ask. And Gene Everett got the message. He sent us 150,000 sats.
Wow.
Baller.
That's a big baller.
Shakala, 20-inch blaze on the Impala.
Thank you, Gene.
Yes, and he has a message for us. He says, boost, boost, boost.
Boost, boost, boost.
I think this puts me at 1 million sats total. He is a Curry and the Keeper millionaire.
You know what? We need levels like a sommelier.
He says, do I get a t-shirt?
Oh.
So So what level is a million? If you're a million sat booster.
But Brian gave us a million sats one time too.
No, he didn't give us a million. No,
I thought he gave us a million.
No, maybe in total, but no one's given us a million in one go. So we need levels. So do you think you can write this down and come up with some levels?
Yeah, I'm on it. I'll think about it in Jamaica.
Okay. So I think a million Satoshis should have a title.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a Currying the Keeper millionaire, something like that.
No, we got to play off of wine.
Yeah. So you work on that.
Okay.
On the beach.
I'm on it. I'm on it.
Everyone heard it.
I'm on it.
And send your suggestions to tina@curry.com.
Yes,
Tina,
I'm on it. Yes, the different levels. Do you hear that, Brian? Brian's very creative. He'll come up with something.
Now, coming in as our second booster on the list, 77,777
sets.
A super striper boost.
Let me guess. Pastor Jimmy.
Annette and I so love your show. So many funny and beautiful moments shared. Thank you for paving the way for the rest of us newbie podcasters to share our lives, moments, and hearts. Keep your leaky buckets filled and running over. Love you, Jimmy and Annette.
Oh, I love them
so
much.
How sweet is that?
Yeah. Brian came up with a really good name for him, for their podcast, which is Pastor Caster.
Pastor Caster.
Which is, I think, was very creative.
I immediately, when I heard that on their show, I went to register the domain name already taken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He could still get a neon sign.
He might.
Like your podfather.
Someone might be doing. My podfather sign is one of a kind.
I know. It's pretty cool.
Then we have Dame Christina Pearl coming in with 49,000 Satoshis, and she says, have fun on your vacation.
Oh, thank you, Christina.
It takes a little while to get them into it, but once they're doing it.
Yeah. And Christina's coming to Nashville.
Oh, for the meetup.
Yes, she's coming to the meetup. Mm-hmm.
Nice. Then we have 33,333 from the original booster, Sir Brian with an I.
Oh, thank you,
and
Brian.
And he says, Dear Vineyard Nation, I'd like to set the record straight, literally. The record must be set straight, literally.
Okay.
When I texted Sir Jake and said, I'm cold, come over here and keep me warm. That was supposed to be sent to the woman I'm talking to, not him. He left. He did not come over. He left me out in the cold. Love you, Jakers.
So it's a message. It's a what did Casey Kasem used to call them on his
long distance dedication?
Yeah, long distance
dedication. Brian with an I says, Jaker, I'm cold. Come over here and keep me warm. Jake did not answer. A sad long-distance dedication from Sir Brian with an I. Now back to the countdown.
Jaker.
33,333 from Baron West of Balderdash Beer, Bourbon, and the Balderdash Podcast.
Yes, I follow them on Instagram.
He says, happy 33rd episode.
Well, thank you.
Which was the last episode. I really enjoyed the God talk.
Thank you.
God chat.
Thank you.
And I like hearing the excitement of Adam getting to know Jesus better. No kidding.
Aww.
And this is a daily excitement for me too. I hope that it never leaves either of you. Lord's blessings from Baron West of the Balderdash. Thank you, Baron.
Thank you.
Then we have 33,015 sats. That can only be the iconic donation from.
Oh, comic strip
blogger. You nailed it.
CSB.
Tremendous, Tina.
AI.cooking. I got it. And Sir Gregory, whatever his name is.
Here we go. Gregory Foreman. Gregory Foreman.
Forsyth. Foreman.
Tremendous, Tina, and admirable Adam. Oh. It's all about the alliteration today. Thank you, our Gitmo Nation sweethearts, for empowering the personalization of podcasting. If you would be so inclined as to gently remind your audience that a fortnight roundup of news focused on the singularity of so-called artificial intelligence is released by genially grounded Gregory Foreman and cartoon hobbyist CSB on the podcast.
AI.cooking.
Yo. I love Comic Strip Blogger because he does this to every podcast I'm on.
I know. He's very kind.
Then we have Wave King, 33,014 sats. You know Wave King. You'll find out in a moment. I love this show.
Aww.
He says, I look forward to it every 2 weeks. By the way, soon, 4 days a week.
Okay.
Some podcasts sit in my player until I get around to them. This one is an instant listen. This is why he's boosting. See, this is how it works.
Thank you.
I love my fellow cork soakers. We are a family. Vineyard Nation is a real thing.
That's right.
They have been the biggest supporters of my sketchy cuts of woodcrafts. Oh, remember? We got the beautiful...
And we finally used
Do we use that at the Bavette serving?
Yes. Charles sliced the Bavette
on it, right?
Yes. And I was like, ooh.
Oh, it was so hard. But it looks... It still looks perfect.
It's beautiful piece. It's a great piece of art.
No AI here, he says. No kidding. Everything is made by hand by me in my humble little garage wood shop. I've been making dog-shaped planter boxes lately.
Yes.
Everybody just loves them. You can see them at sketchycuts.com. And he winds up with woof.
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 Beautiful work. Beautiful, beautiful work.
It is. And this is, by the way, this is also completely valid value for value, sending us sats and promoting your own business. We love that. That's all a part of it.
ISMA,
ISMA, maybe, on Castomatic, one of the great iOS apps, 28,000 Satoshis. Faith and wine is a life well lived.
Ah, yes.
Maybe not four times a week, but you two would have plenty of conversation for a weekly show.
Yes. So, four times a week.
I'm telling you, we could easily do four times a week. I know it. I am the podfather. I've spoken.
Babe, we can't drink four bottles of wine a week. I would be.
Oh, yes, we can. In four morning shows, you bet. Hello. Good morning. Vineyard Nation.
Oh, you said Gimbo Nation.
Vineyard Nation. Hello.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much, Isma. And there's Gene Everett again.
Oh.
13,333. And he says, no. Wait. That's a million Satoshis. I guess he had calculated. He had to fill that up.
Thank
Cheers.
You, Gene. That's so kind.
C-Dub sends us a arms up 10101, which is a binary boost, 10,101. Hey, Citizen with 6969. My memory ain't so good. Can't remember if I boosted the last show. 4 days a week. When? I'm telling you. It will. It's in our future. No matter what Tina thinks, it's in our future. Then just a couple of boosts from Blue Hens, the Baron of Old Bay. Thank you. Love is lit. We appreciate that. Japanese person, thank you for your 333 boost.
Japanese person.
Someone named Japanese person.
I think that
person
needs to be decanted. Hold on. I never heard of that person.
I think you're right. We'll decant.
You've been decanted.
And always a great show from a user starting with 319. And finally, Ranger with 100, but its value, we appreciate it. And Ranger says, so appreciate your candidness, transparency, and humor. All the best. Blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And thank you to all of the Cork Soakers who supported us. It really does mean a lot. And when you actually set up your app to do whatever it is, 100 sats a minute or whatever, it's so beautiful because we can actually see that you're listening. And you just sit here and you watch it come in every minute, and it gives us a really good feeling. If you think of starting a podcast like that, value for value is the way to go. Because right away you get this immediate feedback. And it's not about the amount of money. I mean, of course, ultimately, we have to buy wine. I mean, I spent our whole budget here on this bottle.
It's good, though, babe. But, you did good.
Yeah, but it's just great. And really appreciate it. And it builds up community. And on the Fountain app, you can boost, and the comments, you can kind of boost back and forth. And we're working at Podcasting 2.0 to make that universal across all apps.
Yes.
But as always, things take a little
and
while.
And I wanted to thank a couple people that sent us some things to our P.O. box. And so we got a book from Ben S., The Wonderful Works of God. He sent that to us.
Show me the cover of that one. Do you have it? I want to see it. Because we got a couple of cool books.
It just says Ben S., that one.
Let me see. This is, who is it written by? Herman Bavink? Herman Bavink? Is it a Dutch guy? Mm. German guy?
I don't know.
This is a serious book, man.
Yeah.
Instruction in the Christian Religion According to the Reformed Confession. Hello.
Yeah. And then we also got
we
got a beautiful wooden cross and two small crosses from Dwight Wilcox.
Dwight made that. That's handmade. Cross.
Did Is it handmade?
And so I have it in the studio here. That one's standing up.
Which
beautifully.
I want to talk about, like, how your studio is like full of stuff. But we'll get to that.
No, my studio is a mess.
And then we got a book on prayer.
And he sent the little two. Those are 3D printed.
Yeah. Are they the two small crosses?
The small crosses. Yeah, they're beautiful.
And
thank you, brother.
We got the book on prayer from Shah McGoo. Shah McGoo? I'm not.
McGoo? McGoo, maybe?
McGoo? Yes,
this is the book I want to take to Jamaica on vacation.
Which one, honey?
The white one. Is it the white paperback?
This one?
Yeah, the book on prayer. Yes. Yeah, that looked really cool.
Yes. And then we got another book, Empire of the Risen Sun, and there was no name listed to us.
Oh, no.
So we got that, too. So we really appreciate that. That's really...
I hope we can get through all these books that people are sending.
We
have
so many books. We do.
And on vacation, I have 180 emails of people who saw me on Rogan or have seen, you know, and about my did you call it witness or testimony? Which one?
Testimony.
Is it? Testimony. What's a witness, then? If you're actually there with Matthew and James, those dudes.
Your prophet, John, I guess.
John
maybe?
And Luke. I don't know. All right. Okay. So my testimony.
Yeah.
There's all these beautiful emails and I want to take time answering everyone because everyone has, I don't just want to say thanks or whatever. Yeah. Almost everyone has a recommendation. Mm-hmm. You must read this. You must see this. You must watch this. So I just want to go through that one. And I'm going to take in the sun or maybe on our balcony or by the pool. I'm just going to go through it one by one, very carefully answer everybody.
Well, we'll have plenty of time for you to do that.
Oh, I'm so ready to just sit in this 82 degrees in Montego Bay.
Yeah. So somebody had asked me how I master my suitcase packing skills.
I think you were born with that talent.
You know, I don't think
you mastered it. I think that's just
that's
who
why
you
fell in love with me because of my
that's how you became
skills.
The keeper.
Yes.
And that's how I knew that I need to put a ring on it.
So somebody was asking me, like, tell me about your packing skills.
Is there any more in there?
Yeah.
Thank you. I mean, hey, it's a Wednesday night.
Yeah, I don't have to work tomorrow.
I do. You don't work. We just established that. You threaten you're going to work. You worked all your life, baby.
I am for hire, though.
For
the right thing.
For what? I've literally got nonprofits beating my door down. You're like, no, 10 years ago, I might do that. I'm not doing that now.
New nonprofits, no. But anyway, somebody asked about my packing skills, and I got these packing cubes now, which I'm really excited to use.
Were they a recommendation on Amazon? How did you see about those?
I was
on
Instagram and I saw somebody. I'm like,
Instagram literally knew we bought new suitcases.
Yes, because they sent me all the packing
stuff.
Because
you were searching for suitcases and then Instagram knew that we bought them.
Yeah.
And then Instagram sold you some more. That is incredible.
But the key is, I mean, I lay everything out and I think about the days and I group things together like, okay, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then I take them and I separate pants and dresses and shirts. And I used to roll them up.
Style.
Now I've got the cube, so I will roll them up and put them in the cube. So I have these zipped cubes.
And does each cube is for a day?
Each cube is for the category.
Category? Wait a minute. So Monday you have...
No. So once I figure out the different outfits, then I put pants with pants, dresses with dresses, workout clothes with workout clothes.
But are they in order? So like the rolled up number one is for day number one, which corresponds with...
No, because I already know that it's in my head.
Oh, do you not have a list of some
no,
sort?
No, I don't need a list. It's in my hand.
You know what's going together.
I know what's going on.
But socks are still with socks? They don't
socks,
go.
Underwear, bras,
and
90s.
How are you packing for me?
I'm just throwing it in there.
You're just throwing it. I'm like, how many? We did get new suitcases. Our suitcase, which you bought before we were married. Before we lived together? We lived together.
No, it was on our first anniversary when we went to Paris and Amsterdam.
First anniversary of?
Dating.
Dating.
You took me to Amsterdam.
The 12-month anniversary.
Yeah, the month anniversary.
And and you bought the... I bought the suitcases. It was tough for me because the suitcase is not cheap.
No.
It's like... Oh,
but you paid for the whole trip, so I felt kind of guilty. Like, I got to pay for this because
it's
good.
You still owe me. Still owe me for that trip. Sorry, you bought the house.
I did buy the house. You're right.
You're a down payment, baby.
You're right.
Said, hey, if you can do the down payment...
All this equity is mine.
I got the cash flow.
That's right. You had no savings.
I had no savings. I had no credit score. I had nothing.
Oh, your credit score was like, what, 450?
No, be honest now. 650.
No, it was not. It was in the 500s. I'm like, dude, 590. We got to shape your ass up.
I barely had a credit card. I mean, I had no debt. I didn't have debt.
You had cash flow, but you had no savings either.
No, of course
as
not.
As quickly as it was coming in, going out.
I was living beyond my means. Of course. What do you think? I'm Adam Curry. I got to take a limo.
you like Ubered everywhere. That's right. Ubered everywhere.
Right. Yes, of course. I'm the Podfather. Gotta arrive in style. Uber X.
Yeah.
Me and James O'Keefe, baby. Black cars. That's how I roll. Exactly.
And look at you now.
I know.
Look at you now.
Baby,
Who are you?
I am so happy that God brought us together.
Yeah, me
this
too.
This is a very long journey to get here,
We are good for each other because you are, I was very uptight about financials. You were very loose. And so we've met in the middle, and which is really good.
Well, it's because I had an experience in 1990 and I never worried about finances ever again or really about anything.
But
I've never gone crazy worrying about stuff because tomorrow has enough worry for itself that we don't need to worry about it.
Yes.
Can't know exactly what scripture it is, but it's in there.
Yes, I know. You've told that to me too. And it's amazing how you can remember scripture. Anyway, so talking about the differences between me and you. So I was thinking about this. Body temperatures. So we were sitting on the couch the other day and you go, I'm warm. And then you say that to me. I'm warm. I'm like, go step outside.
Literally. This is a very good, thank you for putting that on your list. It's belonged on mine. Because Tina would be like, now, by the way, you're a very, very sweet, kind person. You will always say, are you warm? Are you cold? Which now, of course, I know you because we've been together for 8,000 years. I'm like, okay, are you warm? Are you cold? And then I said, do you want me to turn it up or down? And you usually say, no. I said, I'm just going to turn it down for you so it gets a little cooler this way. But I would never say, you're warm, go step outside. That's literally what you said. I'm like, I'm warm. Just step outside. What? And then in bed, I'm sorry, guys. I don't know if you have a woman like this or a partner like this. She's like, and all of a sudden, just very slowly, these ice cubes of hands come towards me. And like, I just need to put these hands between your thighs for a moment. Nothing sexual. Just, and I'm like, hi. What is this? Icicles showing up, man.
We're so different with a body temperature because when you get up in the morning, when it's cool outside, you got the heat cranking. I walk out and I'm like, it's a sauna in here.
71 degrees, ladies and gentlemen, sauna. Look. You can't fool me. I will give one last example of how you cannot fool me.
Okay.
Do you want a salad?
Do I want a salad?
Tonight you said, do you want a salad? Oh. Now, I know what this means. What this means is I don't really feel like making a salad. If he doesn't want a salad, we'll just not have a salad. But I really wanted a salad. So I said, yeah, I'll make the salad. And then I said, I just have to finish a couple emails.
You didn't say that.
And then I did. And then you passively, aggressively are slamming down. So,
that is
bam, bam. I'm just trying to get it all done because, you know, I'm busy here.
Baby, I had to do the artwork for the show.
That was before I even reminded you hadn't done the artwork. I love you. I know you like the back of my hand, girl. And I adore you for every single.
You're slamming everything. I go, no, I'm not. I'm just busy.
Passively, aggressively throwing that shit down. Bam, bam, cucumber, bam. I'm like, just give me a second. I'll do the cucumber. I want to do the salad. Passive aggressive 2 to MAX. I would not want to have it any other way. I love
you.
You
know me so well. You do. You know me so well.
And I love the pot roast you made. You planned that before our big excursion to San Antonio.
Yeah. 9 o'clock in the morning, I put it in the crock
pot. I would have expected you made some sandwiches, a little snack for us on the trip. You know, it was a 4-hour trip.
To get my phone.
Darling, I'm so in love with you. I really am.
Yeah, you got me nailed. But here's another difference. Okay. I'm Indiana. What are you looking at the time?
Yeah. You're like, and here's another thing I want to say.
A couple more things. I'm Indiana, like through and through. You know me. I just am.
I love it when you say, where are you from? Chicago. I'm like, Gary, Indiana.
Chicago is better to say than Indiana. What? Gary, Indiana. You know, I'm not from Gary, Indiana.
Right. Well, I was maybe 15 minutes from your house.
Okay, it was. But still, I was from Hammond. Anyway.
Because that's so much better than Gary.
So So we have some things that needed to be done around the house. Like we have this new generator and then we had a fence put around it.
I got to give it
fence,
to you.
The fence needed to be stained.
I'll give it to
and
you.
And it was put in last year. And I'm like, oh, I'll get to it. I'll get to it. And I'm like, I got to get this done. I want to get it done before Jamaica.
Wait a minute. It feels like a slam towards me is coming.
So,
we cannot leave the show before I've been put down and in my place. Go.
So I'm out there and I'm painting. And Adam comes out. He's all dressed up. He's like, I go, you know what would make this go faster, don't you? He goes, what? I go, if you picked up a paintbrush. He goes, I got to go to a meeting. I have a meeting I have to go to. I'm like, if that couldn't be the definition of who we are, I was like, you're celeb. I'm a little minion.
Oh, man.
I'm a minion.
All right.
Painting the fence.
Okay. Well, let's just put it this way. Tina has been promising to stain this box. I mean, it's so much work. This huge box around a huge, like, you make it sound like it's an industrial generator.
And then what did you say to me? You go, you know, babe, really.
Did I say darling?
You say, you know what, darling? You know, you really should do the inside because I can't look at the paint drips on the inside. That would require me to climb into the box.
Oh, no. Oh, actual work. Oh, look out now. Oh.
You are such a princess. You are such a princess.
I am, because if you said to me, hey, I want that thing painted, I would have had someone here half a year ago when we first came up with the idea that you were going to do it. Because that's what, you know, no, I don't know. No, don't. I don't need anybody. I can do it. And then when you do it, then you give me grief that I'm not helping you do it. Because, and you know, I had a meeting planned. You did that on purpose. You did the painting during my meeting.
I don't mind, really. I'm just razzing you. And then the last
thing. Yeah. But wait, there's more. Okay, one more. You get one more from me.
I was like, Adam, what's in that closet? How much stuff is in that closet? Your closet right here.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking at the stuff all the way over here.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking about Annette purged. She like purged her whole garage. Like,
she did not touch Jimmy's closet. And this is where we draw the line. By the way, this whole studio from now on,
off limits.
You're a guest. Oh. Treat it like Joe's Comedy Club.
I'm a studio guest.
You're a studio guest. You can be a superstar on the show, but you're a guest in this. This is a rented studio. You're just here. Treat it as such. Everything you see here is in its perfect place. But you're right. I got to clean it up.
Yes.
And you're right, I do have to purge some stuff out of the closet. You're right.
Yeah, if you open it up, it's like opening up Pandora's box.
Might fall, you might hurt yourself.
Yes. Because Adam gets so much stuff and he keeps a lot of it.
It's so hard. I can't throw things out that people send to me.
And so if you could see the corner of his studio, there is a pile. Like, yeah.
It's mainly books and fun little things to read and like challenge coins.
I just like razzing you. That's all. I love you, baby. You know I do.
How much?
I love you, darling.
Oh, there we go. Do I not get to say darling anymore? Is it now?
No, I love darling. I love darling.
Because I really mean it when I say no, to I know. You, darling. That's it.
This is fun.
What?
This was fun.
Yes, good. Want to do it 4 days a week?
Yeah, no. I'll see you in two.
Curry the Keeper, back in 2 weeks. Thanks, everybody. So gone. Yeah.